Thank you. 诗歌都是有宝贵的信息在里面，每一句话都含有很深的意义。比如第一句哈，我使一切而要耶稣，这里面的含义啊就已经很深了。那个意思就是说哈，如果你要得着耶稣，你就要牺牲。他这里说哈，说牺牲啊一切，我舍一切，或者我这么说哈，就是啊，你牺牲多少，你就可以得到耶稣有多少。这是什么？很简单。那么耶稣呢，你要得着耶稣呢，他是丰满的，就是太丰富，他太丰富太多，就是他说啊，我不能言啊，他的丰富我不能言，但是这个丰满我知道。很多人那个得着耶稣，这个信耶稣要记得应该是得到耶稣，可是好多信耶稣的人呢还没有得到耶稣。哦，也许我们会觉得很奇怪，怎么呢啊？那你怎么知道你有没有得到耶稣呢？那就是要问呢，你享受他有多少，你改变了像他有多少。你就要问自己，我是不是很享受耶稣？我享受他的平安，我享受他的喜乐，我享受他的同在啊！尤其啊，这个薄饼聚会啊，很有意义。每一次我薄饼的时候，都有一些新的领受。等会我会讲啊，这个薄饼聚会啊，按照主耶稣原来的意思，他所设立的这个薄饼的聚会的意思啊，就是要我们来享受他，就是享受他的同在。这是，但是呢，你要愿意舍弃，哦，所谓的舍弃就是说，很多占有你的心的，你所爱的、所喜欢的，啊，你要知道，耶稣来哈，他是在我们的心里面，我们如果得到他，啊，不是把他放在什么地方，得到他在我们的心里面，嗯，哎，这一首诗歌有，你看每一节都说出得到耶稣的那个好处，每一节。I'll give my all, Jesus, again. You know, this is a spiritual law. In other words, if you want to have Jesus, you must be willing to give up the things that you love in this world, the things that occupy your heart. Because to gain or to have Jesus means having Jesus living in your heart, taking abode, as he says, you know, those who have my commandments and keep them, they're the ones who love me, and then I will manifest myself to him, and my Father and I will come to make abode with them. In other words, to live, to dwell with them. Where is he dwelt? In our heart. So every hymn in our song book has a deep message, a very rich message that we need to, we don't just sing it and hold the Holy Spirit reveal to us, you know, what it means to have Jesus. To have Jesus means everything. Eventually, you will find out. when you grow to be in your 80s, like I am, you will find out how true it is. And the more Jesus you have, the happier, the more satisfied, the more content you will be, and the more secure you will feel. That is a spiritual law or spiritual truth, you know. But people don't realize that until, you know, they are in trouble, in trial, in sickness, and that they will turn to God and say, "Oh God, help me, heal me, deliver me." But you don't have to wait until you are in trial, you know, until you find yourself in a tight spot. Just say, "Lord, I want you. And now I have heard that to have you means having everything. That is so true. You'll be happy forever. You'll be content forever." So let us sing it once again and try to not just understand, but try to, you know, enter into the spirit and the meaning of this song. Okay? We can sing it in English this time. Okay, I see a lot of young people, English speakers up there. So let's sing it in English somehow. It's in common.
He is so sweet, he is so true.
to him.
Oh, very great is all the world, and very small is my own heart. Yes, this great world with all its wealth can fill this small hearty pride. He is so rich, he is so
Spirit, I sense the Holy Spirit is drawing our attention to the third verse, especially for the young people or people who are younger than we are. And there is this truth there, it's so true. The third verse, he said, although the world is so big and so great, so big, and my heart, my own heart is so small, and yet this great big world cannot satisfy with all its wealth, all its possessions, with all its attractions, temptations, you know, cannot satisfy it just can't fill this small heart, but in part, you know, you go to some event, whether it's a ball game or any other event, and you'll be happy there, of course, especially when the team that you root for is winning. Okay, so excited. I noticed at the ball games, you know, people jump, you know. Okay, that's only for a while. When it is all over, when they go home, that joy is gone. 那种兴奋那种喜乐是暂时的而且呢是一部分这个in part是小小的一部分那么到底什么能够给我们的心灵满足呢就是一直等到你得到了耶稣 How can your heart be satisfied be content. It's only when Jesus comes to dwell, to live in your heart, and you will be happy and you will be satisfied. It is so simple and yet so true. And I feel that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord wants us to take this truth to heart. Take it seriously. You know, and then eventually he will come to us. As we sang a couple of times already, I don't know how many times you really meant it. When you send it, say, I'll give my all. You send it twice, why at least, or maybe three times. But how many times did you really mean it? Say, Lord, I give my all, I give my all. Jesus, okay, I want to have you. I want to have you. This is how, you know, we enjoy the Lord in the service. We hear his teachings, we sense his spirit, and we learn more and more about his great love, about what he has done for us, and most importantly, that he is with us today. He is in the Holy Spirit with us today. Always remember what Jesus said, you know, wherever there are two or three Christians gathered together, he says, there I am in the midst of. Okay, we are gathered here in this house or anywhere in the name of Jesus, and he's here. He's here. And his spirit is with us today. His spirit dwells within us. And we need to recognize that, and we need to believe that, so that we will not just, you know, go about the external religious practices. We enjoy his presence. Hallelujah. And it says, you know, he is so sweet. He is so true. In the second line of the chorus, he says, this I have tasted in my soul. How many of us have tasted in our soul that he is so sweet and he is so true? He's here. So let's open our hearts and invite him to come in to fill us again. Okay? And invite him to touch us, to love us, you know, I mean, in a sensible way, in a conscious way, not just, oh, I know he loved me. Oh, to feel his love when we serve the communion. You see, the bread and, you know, the cups, and we sense his love. That's his love. Hallelujah. All right, so let's be ready. Be ready and to take the communion. All right, praise the Lord. Let us sing it again. I would say the first and the third. Okay, and then the fourth. We skip the second verse. 一起来再唱那个第一节、第三节跟第四节，然后我们就预备要来擘饼，好不好？哈利路亚。
Yeah.
to Matthew 26, Matthew 福音, the 26章, 26节. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Women, just having cheat the shi ho, yes, that's a big lie to Jufu. 就拨开递给门徒说你们拿着吃这是我的身体 those of you who have English and just read it along as I read in Chinese 你们拿着吃是我的身体又拿起杯来煮谢了递给他们说你们都喝这一个 因为这是我立约的血为多人流出来，是罪人得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁啊，直到我在我父的国里呢，同你们喝新的那日。他们唱的是就出来往橄榄山去，那耶稣就去啊。 受死被钉十字架，然后第三天复活，然后那个他这里所说的就是那个，只等到我在父的国里面呢和你们托你们喝新的日子，那个这个英文的圣经啊是说哈。 I will not drink this fruit again until I drink it new in the kingdom of our Father. I drink it new. 这是什么意思呢? 他说，直到我在我父的国里啊，同你们喝新的那日子。 我父的国，要记得哈，不是在天上，因为我们到了天上去啊，不要再喝，不要再薄饼了。他说，只等到我在我父的国里，那我们要明白那个父的国呢啊，我们就必须要。 要看别的地方的圣经啊，比如我那么提一提好了，约翰福音第三章啊，耶稣说哈，人若不重生，他就不能进神的国。人如果不是从圣灵和水生的，他就不能进神的国。所以耶稣讲到重生，你就可以进神的国。 他没有说你重生就可以上天堂或者一生的国在天上，所以我们的领会啊，我们那个对圣经的领会啊，要稍微有一点调整，那就是说你重生了，尤其是你是从圣灵跟水，就是神的道重生了，你就进神的国。 神的国是在地上，那么耶稣怎么在神的国里跟我们合呢？那就是他复活以后升天呢，将圣灵赐下来，我们借着圣灵重生，就进入到神的国，就是圣灵的一个领域里面，神的国。 不是一个物质的国，神的国呢？耶稣说，神的国就在你们里面，就在你们心里。那今天呢， 我们应该是每一个人提到神的国，都应该知道神的国就在我们里面。Amen？ 神的国就在我们里面。Now, when Jesus said, until I drink anew in the kingdom of God, he meant that after he died and then rose again on the third day, and then ascended to heaven again from the Father, he received the Holy Spirit, and then poured it out on the day of Pentecost. And he still keeps pouring out his Spirit. You know? In other words, he has given the Spirit to all men, women who are willing to receive and to be filled with the Spirit. And then Jesus says in John chapter 3, where he talks about being born again. He says, unless a man is born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. And then the second time he said, unless a man is born of the Spirit and water, meaning the word of God, the word of life. You know? In other words, unless you receive the word of God, you believe it, and then the Holy Spirit will come and complete the process of rebirth. How it's done, we don't know. And even Jesus explained it. He says it's like, you know, the wind blowing, and where it's coming from, where it's going, so we don't know. Okay. He says, he that is born of the Spirit is just like that. Together, we don't know. Now, what's important? Okay, the point is that Jesus said, if you're born again of the Holy Spirit, if you receive the Word of God, you believe the gospel that people preach to you, and then you are born again by the Holy Spirit. That's when you receive Jesus, you know, to come into your heart. And then he says, you shall enter into the kingdom of God. You see, the kingdom of God is a spiritual realm. It's not a physical thing, a physical country. It's like China, U.S., and here we can see, we can come and visit. But the kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit. It's the spiritual realm. It's the realm where the Spirit of God reigns, controls. He can have his ways. And people are born again and they're brought into the kingdom of God. And one time the Pharisees asked Jesus, you know, when the kingdom of God comes, can we see it? Jesus, no. No one can see it. Nobody can say, oh, the kingdom of God is here, or the kingdom of God is there. He says, because the kingdom of God is in your heart. Amen? Understand? So, how do we know that we are in the kingdom of God? Okay. And the simple answer is, if you know Jesus is in your heart, if you know that you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, and then you can say the kingdom of God is in you. So when the Lord talks about drinking the fruit or serving the bread, he says, I will not drink it again until I drink it new in the kingdom of God. In other words, new, it means the New Testament. It means the new dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And it means that Jesus is in us. He dwells in our heart. He's in our midst. And His Spirit, you know, moves within us. His love fills our heart. And so when we do the communion again, even though we still break the bread and drink the cup, but in the Spirit, we are drinking Jesus, drinking at the fountain. This, of course, goes back to John chapter 6, where Jesus said, you know, my flesh is eatable, my blood is drinkable. Now, he was not talking about his physical flesh or physical blood. He was talking about giving himself to us, giving his life to us. When somebody gives you his flesh, his blood, that means death. That's a total sacrifice. So when Jesus established this communion service, he commanded, you know, the disciples. There's one phrase here, you know. He says, you take and you all eat it, and you all drink it, like verse 27. 27. You all drink it. In other words, I want you all to have me, to know what I have done for you. I shed my blood for you. I gave my life for you. You all drink it. You all take it. And this is what the Lord, you know, meant when he established this communion service. You know, throughout the Bible, we see that only the communion service, I think in the Catholic Church, they call it Eucharist. And in some other churches, they just call it breaking of the bread. In the Catholic Church, they call it 领圣体, eating the holy body, because Jesus said, this is my body. But today, as we drink it, when we break the bread, we eat it, we'll pass it around and drink the cup. You know, in our heart, we are to understand that, oh, Jesus gave him all to me. He gave all his body, his blood, means his everything. If you give your body to somebody, your soul, your spirit, and your whole, you give the whole of yourself, you know, to people. So Jesus gave us all. And this is the song that we were singing. Oh, he's so rich. You know, he gives his fullness. As the Apostle John says, you know, in chapter 1 in the Gospel according to John, he says that of all his fullness we have received. In other words, he takes everything. Oh, Jesus, I want all of you. I want everything you have. Not just what you have done for me, but I want what you are, what you have, all that you have, all that you are. Jesus, I want to have you like that. All he has, he has everything that we need. You want love, he has his love. You want joy, and he's the joy of the Lord. And you want peace, he's the Prince of Peace. And you want protection, he's the Almighty. Oh, I tell you, this is what the communion service means, you know. It was never meant to be just a religious practice, that you do it on Sunday, you know, or once a month, you know, and you go, you break bread, maybe the pastor will pray and pass it around. You just take a little bit and eat, and then you go away. You receive nothing. Oh, I tell you, it is so meaningful. The communion service is so sacred, is so holy, meaningful. It meant for us to enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ himself and his fullness, all that he has for us. That's the attitude that we should come to the communion service. Oh, I tell you. And then another place I want you to look at it before we pass it around. It's in Luke chapter 22. Luke gave us a few more details. Luke 22. Okay, we read from the 14th verse. So, 14节这样开始, yeah. 读英文了,你们有中文的就可以看到14节啊。 When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. That was the way when they eat, you know, they lie down or recline. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. In other words, when his salvation was fulfilled became a reality in the kingdom of God, meaning in the spiritual realm, in the realm of the Holy Spirit. When it finds fulfillment of his salvation, he came, you know, not only to save us from our sins, but to fill us with Holy Spirit, that we might be in the kingdom of God and that be united with God. In other words, God living in us and we in God. So this is what the fulfillment means about. Now, the second time he mentioned the kingdom of God in a different way. That after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. In Matthew, he says, you know, drink it, all of you. Here it says, divided among you. He wants everyone to have a part of himself and his fullness. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. I explained already. When the kingdom of God comes, the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. Mm-mm. And then people, you know, can be born again of the Spirit. And they receive the word, the message, and then are born again, and they entered into the kingdom of God. Jesus says, you know, unless a man is born of the Spirit and of the water, he shall not enter into the kingdom of God. So he says, the second time he says, more clearly, he says, And I will not drink this wine or this wine until the kingdom of God comes. The kingdom of God has come. Anyone who is born again of the Spirit is in the kingdom of God. We are in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is in us. Amen. Nobody say amen.
Amen.
I don't know how hard I need to preach to earn an amen from you. This is so exciting. Praise the Lord. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. The kingdom is within us that is unshakable, unmovable, the Bible says. 是一个不能震动的国. I don't know what it takes to just stir you up. I've been stirred whenever I talk about the kingdom of God being in my heart. But you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Not just once, but again and again. And in such a way that, as the Apostle Paul says, you need to stay filled with the Holy Spirit. That's when you walk in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, how I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says the Spirit of truth comes and he will guide us into all truth. I'm so glad that ever since, you know, I received the Holy Spirit baptism 50 years ago, he has guided me into this truth. He has made me to understand this truth. He has given me these insights so that I read the Bibles. Before, I didn't understand it. Now it becomes so meaningful to us. Hallelujah. So, let us enjoy the Lord, the presence of God, and let us remember what Jesus said, you know. He is going to drink it new with us in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
当我们这样吃喝的时候, 哈, 耶稣, 他享受我们, 我们也享受他们。 他, 当然也不是在外面的吃喝, 那是在灵里面的那个吃喝, 赞美主。 好, 我们预备我们的心, 现在一起来, 要来薄饼。 赞美主耶稣。 Hallelujah. He is so full. How can I tell all that I know? He is so sweet. He is so true. As I have been singing the last verse, the last stanza. When I have cried, I sing with joy. When I have love, I sigh in woe. When Jesus is in heaven, oh, hallelujah. When Jesus is down below, he is so rich, and he is so full. How can I tell? Thank you.
praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
主啊，谢谢你，我们真是带着感恩的心来到你面前，因为你把你自己完全的舍给了我们，舍弃给了我们。主啊，我们愿意在这里来领受你的饼的杯，就是领受你完全的自己。主啊，谢谢你，我们要在我们的灵魂里要能够接触到你，让我们被你所接触。主啊，让我们的生命不再一样，来像你的生命一样。
主啊，谢谢你，我们愿意来领受，完全带着感恩的心来领受，奉耶稣的名祷
告。
阿门。
阿门。阿门。阿门。Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Wash me white as snow.
He washes whiter than snow. Let's sit down and sing again.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, he washes my soul.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
There is power,
power, wonder-working power.
And he has power over you. You believe in the blood, and then you have the power. When you believe, when you claim the blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit confirms it. The Holy Spirit, you know, just lifts you up. They work together. The blood of Jesus. 赞美主，荣耀归给主。Hallelujah. Now, there is a little time for fellowship.For testimonies, and of course, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome our brother Chi Chen and his wife Jennifer, and their children. Will you all stand up so we can have a good look? It's a big move how the Lord has led you to move from California.To hot Texas.
And the right help at the right time. And so we've been so thankful for all of you have been so supporting to us. And in finding the house, my sister-in-law can testify for that, how God provided us that house too. Thank you.
Yeah, just one last thing to add. So when God confirmed his will in about mid-March toward the end, it's like within maybe 3-4 weeks, God just settled everything, my job, and we found a place to stay, and Samuel's school, we want to enroll him. So it's just within a few weeks, 3-4 weeks, maybe less than a month, everything is settled, including my job, and then, because in the March time frame, I kind of said, Lord, if you want us to move, I guess I need to start looking for a job, right? A few months away. But once God confirmed his will, so I talked to my manager. I said, hey, you know what? Our family decided to move to Texas. I'd like to continue to work for this company, but if you think it's not possible, I will be forced to look for another job. And then so I started looking for a job opening in Texas, in Dallas. So she came back to me talking to the bosses and kind of say, okay, we'll try to accommodate you. So we actually, our mother company has an office in Plano. Yeah, so they just kind of find a cubicle for me. So, okay, why don't you just work remotely in that, in the cubicle, and then, anyhow, so I still work for the same company, but just different mother company. But what I want to say is, that office is the office I wanted to go to 6 years ago. Remember, they called me and said, hey, we bought a company in Sunnyvale. Do you want to go there? But after 6 years, I came back to that same location. And then, but just working for it's a different company, you know, it's a subsidiary. And so I say, oh, Lord, what an interesting thing. And then I will go into the office Monday and then to set my cubicle up. But just saying, our God is so true and living and so good to our family. He's wonderful. Thank you.
Hi. Well, I wasn't going to share anything, but Sister Jennifer mentioned something. I thought, Sister Jennifer, I thought you should know that we share the same verse.
Oh.
That 3 years ago, the Lord gave us that verse to come out to Dallas. So I thought it would be a... I don't think it's a coincidence. But, you know, what I wanted to point out is when I... when I mentioned his brother Eddie, he pointed out to the sect, the verse that followed, and said, this will be the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign will endure forever. So what he says, what he's talking about really is just that whatever the Lord is calling us to do, it's for his glory, it's for his name, it's all for him. It really has nothing to do with us. But we thank the Lord that God has led your family out here. So we're very excited, actually. So maybe we'll just... I feel maybe we'll take this time to pray for your family.
That would be good, right?
Just quickly, I want to make an announcement. maybe it's too soon. I don't want to interrupt the service. It's my mother's birthday today.
Yeah.
So welcome to. She's 89 and will be 90 in Chinese years, right? Or is 90 rather? And the Lord gave her more than 47 additional years of since she was ill and was in a coma for a week. The doctors gave lost hope for her. They thought they were just waiting for her to pass away, and then, but the Lord kept her. And you know the testimony. My father asked that, please give her additional, I don't know, 15 years of life, whatever number. But the Lord gave her way more than that. So we're gonna have a. We'll have a, if it's okay, we'll have a song for my mother after I pray. We prepared something. And those of you who want to join in and sing, feel free to come up and we'll give you the song sheet. But right now, let's just... David, could you close the door? Let's just bow our heads. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your leading, Lord Jesus, in all of our lives, Lord Jesus, and all that we do, every little thing and action is depending upon you, Lord Jesus. Help us to see your spirit and your guidance. Give us patience, Lord Jesus, to wait upon you, to look to you, Lord. We thank you for Chi Chen and Sister Jennifer and their family, Lord. I pray that you bless them and keep them, continually guide them, Lord Jesus. Give them strength, Lord, as they get accustomed to this area, settle down, the schooling for Samuel, Lord Jesus, the work, the shopping, the routines, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, make them a blessing, Lord, and give them all that they need, Father. And we pray for our fellowship, Jesus, as to just to look to you as one in unity, to be in one-minded, single spirit, Lord Jesus, under your guidance, Father, abiding in you. Oh, we thank you for all that you do. Just pray that you be with us this summer. As we travel, protect us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, there is a special prayer by a friend of ours who, a lady, American lady, married a Chinese pastor. And she's 93 years old. She sent this special prayer on my wife's birthday. I want to read it out. It's a very inspiring, very encouraging prayer. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, as Nancy is reaching another milestone of her life, not just an ordinary birthday, but her 90th. I claim your special promises of blessing for her this year in whatever challenges you may plan to bring into her life for her good and for your glory. Give Nancy added wisdom and strength for any major life decisions that she will need to make this year. Continue to lead her every day and moment by moment as she leans heavily on you. Give her continuing joy in her service of prayer and intercession and in her relationships with her loving and caring family. Both our biological and spiritual family. Increase their mutual love and care for each other in generous measure. The coming year will be different than any other because Nancy has not lived it before. Give her your grace if any burdens grow heavier than she has experienced. Keep her in the hollow of your hand and strengthen her as your plan for her life keeps unfolding. Thank you for leading her throughout her life thus far and for planning good for her in the years to come, in the tough times and joyful times. Give Nancy a big heaping of the latter, just as you have taken care of her, and bless her with your goodness and mercy that is following her all the days of her life. I thank you for arranging our friendship through the years and bringing it into the present again. Go before Nancy this year to make any potential crooked ways straight and rough places smooth. Give her special delight and contentment in her relationships with her beloved family and even in the common routine responsibilities of daily life. Prepare for Nancy some special joys beyond her expectations. Alert her to watch for them and recognize that they come from you, her Heavenly Father, because of his special love for her. Let her know that she is loved by you. May peace and trust be special words of meaning for Nancy as she faces this year. Your friend, Miola Choi, in Christ. Hallelujah. Hoba. Let us all stand and we just pray. Did you pray for your mom yet?
No, we have a song for her.
Oh, okay. John, they have a song for her, for mother. So then we'll pray for her. All right? Praise the Lord. Amen.
If anyone wants to join in, feel free. I have the music here. If not, you'll just hear my wife and I sing. So play twice.
death and always listen what I've done. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank
you.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Praise Him. Oh,
Father, we thank you. We thank you for our sister, Lord. We thank you that whenever she looks unto you, you are her ever-present help. We thank you, Father, that you have promised her your presence and that your presence abides in her. She abides in you. We thank you that she can rest in you, Lord, this coming year, to be led, filled by your Holy Spirit to even greater joy, to fullness of joy in your presence. We thank you, Father, that you are her umbrella, her covering. You protect her, Lord, in the morning and in the evening. You watch over her life. We declare, Lord, that you are keeping her. Thank you, Jesus, that you continue to keep her and bless her.
Lord, the Lord is her strength, her Lord. We praise you. Christ is our life. Jesus, is our DLBs, the Son, to your gracious hand. Lord, your power, your grace is made perfect, so perfect in her weak body. Lord, she can live not on her own strength, but the divine and the power of your resurrection be her sustain. We pray that, Lord, just her every breath you take. Oh, Lord, every move, Lord, is all by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, the days will be so full of your grace, full of your strength, full of your love, full of your joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Feel her, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for her testimony.
Yes, Lord, thank you that she
just walks in the peace and grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that inhabits her, Lord. Amen. The Holy Spirit that dwells in her, that comes forth every time she gives praise to you, every time she prays to you, every time that she loves on people, Lord. Her life is just so enraptured by you, Lord. We thank you for this life of grace, this life of steadfastness that she has lived, and Lord, it is such a witness. It is such a witness to the transforming power of Christ. We thank you, God, for her, just for the blessing that she has been to so many, to her own family, to her spiritual family, Lord, that she has. Thank you for the tireless years that she worked to serve you and honor you with all of her being. And Father, I pray that you continue to just be with her, that you answer every promise that you have given her with resounding yes and amen, that she will be able to see just the goodness of the Lord and how faithful he has been and is and will continue to be. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 主啊，是的，主，这至战至轻的苦楚要成就那极重无比的荣耀。主啊，在师母的身上，主啊，你是师母的盼望。主啊，主啊，我们说赞美主，师母今年90岁。主啊，我们说在你面前他是多么的年轻。主啊，你要荣耀复活的灵要再次的降临在师母的身上。主啊，他从年轻就依靠你。主啊，你要到老。
主啊，你都要来祝福他。主啊，谢谢你，赞美你。主啊，他是再一次的为你做见证。主啊，谢谢你，感谢赞美主，奉耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
主啊，我们要感谢你，因为你赐给我们生命气息。主啊，是你赐给生我生命气息。主耶稣，谢谢你。主啊，我们为这个感谢你。主啊，我们要赞美你。主啊，因为你是赐给生命气息的主。主啊，你赐给生命的。主啊，是你在保守他的脚步。主啊，他的每一步都是你在保守。主啊，我们为他今年90岁，我们感谢赞美。
阿门。
主啊，是你一直保守。主耶稣啊，主啊，而且你还会与他同在，一直到永远。谢谢。是的，在这个他90岁生日的时候，主啊，你要大大的祝福他，
放
在眼前。主啊，你要与他同在，让他一切的暂时的苦处，主啊，都要成为他的荣耀。
哦，
他在这里完全的得胜，你要把他恩典恩上加恩的加在他身上。主啊，你与他同在，直到见主面的日子。主啊，谢谢你，奉耶稣的名。
哈利路亚。
Lord, we just call upon your name. We call upon your spirit. We just dwell upon her. Dwell upon the glory of her physical body and spiritual emotion. Fill her with yourself, Lord Jesus, every day. Oh, continually work, Lord Jesus. Continually work, Lord. Help her to continue as well, Lord Jesus. Strengthen her these days, Lord. Give her rest. Lord, restore her strength, Father. Oh, Jesus. Oh, may she continue to serve you, Lord, to the end, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for her as a mother, a wife, a minister's wife, Lord. Her role as spiritual mother, and all those things like that she has done for you. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Bless her. Lord, bless the fellowship. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom. Love you.
Full of joy, full of praise, full of glory. Full of joy.
Blessings and the gifts, Lord, that we have received, that you have bestowed upon this child of yours, Lord.
Amen.
We want to thank you. We expect you to continue blessing her, Lord.
Amen.
In a special and usual way, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You have said, Lord, that when she was sick, you have said that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God.
Amen.
And the fact that what Jesus she has lived to this day is for the glory of God.
Amen.
May you continue to be glorified in the rest of her life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the food, Lord. Bless the food we are about to partake. And bless our fellowship together.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Yeah.
One quick announcement. Next Friday, we invite all of you to come. Mola and I will celebrate.